Today I'm going to share with you, how do you get things done and stop procrastinating? Here's a question from Aaron. I know Aaron is one of my high-ticket closer, one of my students from my HTC program. So Dan, you've told stories how you implement things fast and that money loves speed. How do you implement with speed without being reckless? Do you consider strategy, preparation, and research as implementation as long as it's not procrastination? Now, if you have not watched my video on how to stop procrastinating, make sure you click on the I button. I hope that you don't procrastinate to watch my how to stop procrastinating video. Right? If you've been procrastinating about it, stop procrastinating and click on that damn button, okay? I button. Watch that video first before you watch this. So when it comes to getting things done, I could tell you this. Over the years, I've met so many entrepreneurs, right? I've met so many people, and many people would consider themselves to be productive or whatever. I could tell you, out of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people, entrepreneurs, business people that I've met, maybe a handful. I can count them with two hands, how many of them are actually high performance. Most people, they cannot even spell high performance. They don't know what that is like. They operate at a very, very low level and they think they're productive. They do so many things. I don't want to sound like come across a braggadocious way, but I probably get more done in a day than most people get done in a month. Because my output and productivity. And I've trained myself over the years, how do you get things done? How do you get the important things done, right? So, goes back to Aaron's question, money loves speed. That's one of my quotes, money loves speed. It's not how much you know, it's how fast you can implement. I'll share a quick story with you. Many years ago, I was attending an internet marketing conference, a kind of marketing conference, many years ago. And we're talking about maybe there was 400 or 500 people in the audience, a few hundred people in the audience. And day one, the speaker on stage was teaching about how you can get more subscribers for your website. We're talking many years ago. He was teaching a strategy called having like a pop-up on the homepage. I know, pop-up. That's really old, but that's what he was teaching at the time. So how you can add a little pop-up, little script, and on the homepage, they get people to subscribe to your email list or your newsletter, your name and email. So I thought that was interesting. After I taught that strategy, the night when I went back to the hotel, I called on my webmaster and implemented, okay, let's put this on. Here's the script, here's the code. Let's see if that works. And in the morning, we found out actually it doubled our subscriber rate, right? It doubled the amount of subscribers we were getting. So day two, when we went back to the conference, I put up my hand and was sharing with the speaker, hey, you know what? What you taught really worked. Because yesterday I implemented on my website, it doubled my subscriber rate. So I want to say thank you. And the speaker was like, oh, that's very nice, Dan. And he was asking, so how many of you have done what Dan did? Right? You went and you implemented. He asked them to put up a hand. Out of all 500 people, guess what? I was the only one that did it. Nobody else actually implemented the technique yet. And at a time, I had a big aha moment for me. You know, people ask me when do you know those moments that where you know that you are different, that you're different from everybody else, that moment, that was my moment. Because I thought everybody implemented. I thought everybody, of course you learn it, you implement it. What's the problem? That's when I thought, wow, I'm actually very different. I implement way faster than most people. Because most people, they go to conference, what do? They go to conference, they learn a bunch of stuff, they write a lot of notes, full, like a binder full of notes, they go back to their home, they go back to their business, they don't do shit. That's most people. Small percentage will say, well, let me wait, and then they procrastinate, they wait a week, they wait a month, I'll get to it, and then they never implement anything. Me, I just implement immediately. And that's always been the way I operate, and that's always been the way that I run my business, that I'm a fast implementer. I know it's not how much you know. I don't care how much you know. It does not matter how much you know. It's how fast you can take your ideas and implement. Regardless if it's not perfect, regardless if it's not 100%, it doesn't matter, because you can adjust, you can pivot. But if you don't implement, you're stuck in your head. Well, you have all these stories and you have all these things and you have all these ideas. It doesn't mean anything. It's implementation. And then you adjust. So that's when I learned the most important thing. Like, motion beats meditation. Motion beats meditation. You can think about your ideas all day long. I'm sure you know those people. You have those people in your life. They talk about this. They saw some stuff on TV. They saw some ideas on the internet. You know what? Damn it! I thought about that idea 3 years ago. I thought about that idea 5 years ago. I thought that about that idea 10 years ago. And now someone is making millions of dollars with my idea. So fucking what? It was your idea, but you didn't execute, you didn't implement. It doesn't matter. It's not about the ideas. Ideas is like 1%. 99% is execution. You don't need the greatest idea. Give me an average idea implement today. It's way better than a great idea to implement tomorrow. Average idea implement today is better than a great idea to implement tomorrow. It's today. It's today. Right? Procrastination. One thing I learned from my mentor many years ago, he said, you know, Dan, procrastination equals poverty. Procrastination equals poverty. Tomorrow never comes. What you don't do today simply doesn't get done. Rich people, they focus on getting stuff done, implementing. Poor people procrastinate. Oh, I'll wait tomorrow. Yeah, I don't feel like it. I don't know. I don't want to do this and all this fucking bullshit. That's what I'm talking about. Now, goes back to Aaron's question. How do you stop procrastinating? That's how to stop procrastinating. For any people, when you are implementing, I think when it comes to productivity, when it comes to implementing, when it comes to getting things done, I think you go through three stages. And this is the formula I believe you should follow. The first stage is work hard. First stage. Most people don't even get to this. They are fucking lazy. They procrastinate. They can't get stuff done. They can't even get stuff done that's good for them. They get so much emotional and mental bullshit. They cannot even get that done. So it's working hard. Learn how to work hard. Have a good work ethics. You look at most people. You look at most working class. You look at the majority of society. They cannot even work hard. You look at their behavior. The hump day, right? Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, go to work. Wednesday, oh my God, hopefully go to weekends. And then on Saturday, Sunday, they'll get drunk, hangover, and then Monday start all over again, right? They cannot even work hard. By the time 4:50, oh man, get off work, do my thing, and I'm gone. They can't even work hard. They can't even have a good work ethics to get things done. That's the first stage. I think for most people, you got to do that. For the first 5 years of my career, I didn't take a single day off. I work every single day, 10 to 12 hours every single day for the first five years of my life as I was building my business, was building my career. All my friends, they're drinking, chasing girls, watching sports games. I was fucking working. So I have a good work ethics. Now, even at a little older age, very rarely, you ask my team, you talk to their people, right? Like my stamina, man, I go hours and hours. Sometimes so focused, I forgot to eat and I'm still working. Rarely you hear me, oh man, I'm all tired and all that shit, right? And I don't need to, like, oh, I need after a work, long day of work, I need 3 days to recover. No, morning, I'm up. Give me some sleep, I'm ready to go. So I still have the same work ethics, right? That's first stage. You got to get to a point where you know how to fucking work hard. That's number one. Then you can now earn the right, second stage, to work smart. Fuck the work smart thing, because most people, oh, I'll just work smart. You don't even know how to fucking work hard. But how do you work smart? You don't even know what it looks like yet. That's why young people sometimes they tell me, oh, Dan, I don't know what to try. I don't know. I said, you haven't tried enough things. You haven't failed enough. You haven't done enough shit. You haven't tried. Try more things first. Do more things first. Once you get that point, then second stage, you can work smart. Now you're looking at what you do. And you say, okay, how can I be a little bit more efficient? How can I be more effective, right? How can I have other people help me? Now you earn the right to do that. Now you can do a little bit, things a little bit smarter. How do you do all that? Now you can work smart. But get to work hard first. Then second stage, when you get to a certain point, you work smart. Then the third stage. Once you get there, probably that's another 2, 3, 5 years, as far as I'm concerned. Then the last stage, now you learn to think hard. Now you're thinking, you're being more strategic, you're looking at what you do, you're being self-critical, you self-examine what you do, your plan, your strategy, your big picture, your vision. Now that's totally different. Now you think hard. Henry Ford said it best, thinking is the hardest work there is, and that's why so few people engage in it. That's a stage that I think probably less than 1%, I might even say 0.1%, the entrepreneurs get to. They know how to work hard. Most of them, they stay working a long time. That's good, but it's not enough. After you earn the right, you gotta work smart. After you've done that, you're getting good results, then you gotta think about, okay, how do I think hard? Which you look at most entrepreneurs, I don't care you think how successful they are. They don't think, most people, they don't think very deeply about things. They don't think very deeply about their business model. They don't think very deeply about the environment. They don't think very deeply about what's going on in the world. They just don't think, they just do. Because it's easier to just do. Especially if you've been doing that for 5, 10 years. But after you get to a certain point, now you gotta think hard. And thinking hard is a skill. It is a habit you need to develop. I call it thinking time. You actually need to sit down and have in a quiet space, no fucking cell phone, and you think. And how do you think? How do you look at your problems? How do you do all these things, right? So nowadays, I spend every single week a little bit of time to think. I block all the time. And once a month, I have almost block all day. I do nothing but to think. Not working, not checking email, it's just to think, right? And every time when I do that, my team would feel like, oh, there's some big plan happening, there's some big pivot, and why always keep reinventing certain things when we're doing well? It's the thinking time that gives me that kind of opportunity to look at what we do. Be very critical about what you do. Even things are going well, be very critical. And you do that from time to time. So first stage, work hard. Second stage, work smart. Third stage, think hard. And that's how you stop procrastinating. So that's what I'm talking about, getting things done. Most people, they can't even get to level one. They cannot get to level one. And you wonder why they're broke. You wonder why they're not successful. You wonder why they struggle. They can't even work hard. And now you gotta work smart. What does that look like? They don't know. How do they work smart? They don't know. And forget about thinking hard. That's like, again, 0.1% entrepreneur. That's what I'm talking about. So that's how you stop procrastinating. It is not so much for you, for most people watching this video on YouTube. I would say just get to the working hard stage first. Don't think, overthink it in the beginning. Just get more shit done. Just get it done. Don't think too much. Don't procrastinate. Get things done. Make it become a habit. Check off that list and just get into a habit. After you've developed that, then you earn the right to work smart. But before that, don't talk to me about working smart, about all this shit. You're not getting enough stuff done. You're not producing results. How do you know you're getting enough stuff done? Look at your results. In business, look at your results. It's very, very simple. Don't tell me, oh, I'm so busy, I get all this. You know what? If you're honest with me, for most entrepreneurs, they're honest with me, I would say, you know that busyness is a form of laziness. You're keeping yourself busy so that you don't have to think. You don't have to face the truth. You don't have, oh, I'm just busy, man. I'm running around trying to get business. What you don't want to face is you're a lousy marketer. You can't sell worth a shit. And that's why I'm going to do this. Well, none of that produces results. Instead of looking within, you know what? Maybe I don't know how to get results. Maybe I need to upgrade my skill. Maybe I need to be able to learn how to communicate better with people so I can close some sales. I can bring in the business or whatever it is. Or they get so busy and the people, or they have staff issues. Well, what you don't want to face is your lousy leader that you don't have the respect from your team, right? You can't lead with conviction, with certainty. You don't want to face that. So you want easier to just put your head down and just work versus facing stuff that you need to work on. So ponder on that. So any other questions you have, comment below. If it's a good question, I'll pin it top. I'll answer these questions on my way to work and on my way to a meeting. Make sure you also follow me on Instagram at Dan Lok. Follow me on Instagram. If you want that daily motivation, that daily lockism from me, right? Daily quote from me, make sure you subscribe. Instagram at Dan Lok. And also give me a thumbs up and hit the subscribe button. If you're watching my videos, how can you not subscribe to my channel? It doesn't even fucking make sense to me. You get any value from my video at all, share with your friends. Share with the people that you know. Maybe they need to hear this kind of tough love message. Share that with them. And also check out my other Boss in the Bentley video right there as well. Okay? Until next time, I'll see you in my Bentley.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.